Put gas in your washing machine, finest as you've ever seen. Figure news now when you sing, D-U-Z does everything.
Does brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips.
Your mama is a very good cook, Miss Rozaki.
Yes, sir. But I guess Aunt Trudy doesn't like Mother's cooking.
Why do you say that?
Well, Aunt Trudy didn't eat very much of her dinner. She doesn't belong to the Clean Plate Club.
Trudy, huh? Well, I don't know, but I... Well, you know, I think she's getting a little cold, maybe. She don't feel so good.
Oh.
You are getting to be such a big boy.
I'm going to school pretty soon, and I'm going to know more than any boy in my room.
What's that?
That's what my daddy says. He gives me reading lessons every night.
Oh, that's very nice. So, you want to go to school, Chucky, eh?
Yes, sir. I'm going to a private school, just for boys.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Chucky, could you maybe say, yes, Grandpapa, and leave off that sir?
No, sir.
Why not?
Because, well, Daddy says when an older person talks to a little one, you should respect, well, age. I say sir to my daddy, and you're a lot older than he is.
Oh, so that's the way it is.
Yes, sir. Yes, Mother?
Are you ready for bed?
Yes, Mother.
Did you brush your teeth?
Yes, I did.
All right, then say goodnight to your grandfather, darling.
Yes, Mother. Good night, Grandfather.
Good night, Chucky. Have a good sleep. And if I didn't tell you, I'm going to tell you now. It's going to be nice having you here in the house.
Oh, I'm not going to stay here very long. We're just here to keep you and Aunt Trudy company for a while.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. But you will be here for a little while, huh? Good night, Chucky.
Good night, Grandfather.
Such a little kid. Well, I hope Meta is doing the right thing.
Papa.
Oh. You're all through in the kitchen, Trudy?
Yes, Papa.
Where is Meta?
Putting Chucky to bed. Look, Papa, I don't know what this is all about. But why did she come here? Why?
Trudy.
This isn't her home anymore, Papa. Let her take her son and her stuff somewhere else.
Trudy, I don't want to be angry with you. But once and for all, remember, this is Meta's home as much as it is yours.
Well, Trudy, I think your father knows that regardless of what he says, if you have your way about it, Meta won't be in this home very much longer. We'll learn more about this in a moment. For white washes without red hands, the swing is back to does.
Authentic door-to-door interviews give conclusive evidence that more and more women who've tried some of those no-rinse chemicals for their wash are going back to does. Listen to these reports. June 19th, first call.
Mrs. L.R., mother of two children. Husband repairs furnaces, has heavily soiled work clothes. She washes three times a week in machine, rinses once in hot water. Has tried some of the no-rinse products, but her hands couldn't take it. Came back to Dove's for really white washes and real kindness to hands.
Next call.
Mrs. B.A. answered door, was ironing a stack of men's shirts, all beautifully white. Uses mother's washing machine, rinses twice. Has tried many washing powders, but always comes back to Dove's. Likes the way it treats her hands and is proud of her white Dove's washes.
Authentic interviews like these prove the swing is to Dove's.
Yes, the swing is to Dove's. For white washes without red hands. Are your hands suffering from one of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day? Then change to Dove's.
Only Dove's of all leading wash day products contains such great quantities of rich, real soap. combined with two proven detergents.
That's why Dove gets clothes so white and clean, while it gives extra safety to colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. Dove does everything for white, white washes without red hands. Get Dove today.
I'm sorry, Papa, Trudy, that I wasn't able to talk more freely, but it was just impossible. I didn't want to discuss what I'd done in front of Chucky. It's pretty obvious what you've done, Nita. You've left Ted. You're going to divorce him. Papa said you've already started divorce proceedings. That's right, Trudy.
We knew, Mita, that for a long time it's been in your mind to take Chucky and leave your husband. But coming home, finding you here, well, even I was a little surprised.
I know, Papa. But you must believe that I couldn't do anything else. I'll admit it all happened very suddenly, but after what I'd been through for the past week, well, I had no choice. You see, I talked with Ray Brandon several times.
You mean Ray is representing you?
Yes, Trudy.
What happened, Mita?
It's an old story, Papa. Repeating it would be somewhat boring.
We've known, as you said, Papa, that Maida had wanted to leave Ted ever since she returned from England because of Chucky, of Ted's influence on Chucky. Trudy, there's no use in my trying to explain to you because you won't listen.
Trudy, please.
I made every effort to make my marriage work out. It wasn't too long ago, when Ted and Chucky were on a camping trip, that I promised Bill I wouldn't do anything impossible. That I would give our marriage every chance, and I did. But when Ted tried to make me believe that I was mentally ill, that I wasn't capable of taking care of Chucky, well, that was the last straw. I didn't know what he had in mind, what he intended to do. All I knew was that I had to act fast. And if I didn't, I might lose my son. You don't have to believe me if you don't want to, Trudy. But it's the truth. It's God's truth.
He said you wasn't able to take care of Chucky?
He said it not once, but half a dozen times. He wanted me to see a doctor. I almost came to the point where he had me believing that I wasn't well. And then I suddenly woke up to what he was trying to do to me. Everything he did, everything he said was with one purpose. To take Chucky away from me. I'd rather see Ted dead than have Chucky.
Mesa.
I'm sorry, Papa. But you don't know what he's done to the boy. You can't know. I've lived with it day in and day out, and I made up my mind it had to stop once and for all. Chucky had to be free.
And, incidentally, you. Is that it, Mother?
Truly, won't you even try to understand?
Listen, Maida. I'm not interested in what happened between you and Ted, not one bit. That's your business. It isn't mine, it isn't Papa's. I'd like to ask you one question. Why did you have to come here?
Trudy.
Please, Papa. Why did I have to?
Well, this is my home. I thought I'd be
welcome here. As far as I'm concerned, you're not Maida.
Trudy, don't mean what she's saying.
Oh, yes, she does.
You have money. Why don't you take an apartment in a hotel? Why did you have to come here?
I don't have any money.
You expect me to believe that?
Ted never gave me any money. What little I had, a few thousand dollars, I let Bill take.
Really?
I didn't want to say that.
You let Willie take money for what?
I didn't ask him. He said he needed it. All I have is a few $100s. I think that'll tide me over until the court decides how much Ted will have to give me. You see, Papa, he'll have to provide for Chucky and me until the case comes up for hearing. And if after that, my being here is still so distasteful to you, Trudy, Chucky and I will find someplace else.
Nice. That I won't have. There's plenty of room here.
Papa! Papa, if Maida stays, I'm getting out. Maybe she can pull the wool over Ray Brandon's eyes and yours and everyone else's, but she can't pull it over mine. She came back here for only one reason. It just so happens that Dr. Ross Bowling lives upstairs.
Trudy.
Don't try to kid me, Maida. I know you from way back.
In mine own heart, Rudy. Tonight I know Maida's thinking only of her little boy.
You know. You think you do, Papa, but you don't.
I told you, Trudy.
Chucky and I will leave.
I won't hear of it. I won't.
It's all right, Papa. Just as soon as I get some money, we'll leave. This is Trudy's home. For a time, it was mine. I really had no intention of staying here anyway. I had hoped we could make some arrangements until I was able to get my divorce. But
as long as I am living, this home is for all the kinder. If they can't come here when there is trouble, where can they go? You've got to understand that, Rudy. That's the way your mama would want it. That's the way I want it. And that's the way it's going to be.
This comes direct from D-U-Z to Y-O-U.
White, white washes without red hands. Yes, white, white washes without red hands. That does a special present to every one of you whose hands are taking a beating on wash day.
That's right. If you've tried some of those no-rinse chemicals for your wash and noticed they were doing things to your hands, then try this.
Change to Dove next wash day. Then ask yourself this question. Have you ever seen clothes so clean and fresh? Towels and linen so gleaming white, colors so bright. Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful care for your hands?
You'll get more out of Dove because more goes into it. Only Dove, of all leading wash day products, contains such great quantities of rich, real soap, combined with two proven detergents.
That's why Dove gets clothes so beautifully white and clean, while it gives extra safety to colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. Does everything.
So for white, white washes without red hands.
Get Does today. News of Maida's divorce action reaches the Bill Bauer home in the next episode of The Guiding Light with Leslie Woods and Joan Allison, brought to you by Does.
Put Does in your washing machine. D-U-Z does everything.
The Guiding Light is directed by Ted Corday. This is George Putnam wishing you good day and good dozing for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Dove.